This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast, Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4 says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Join us now as we go to the live broadcast of Spiritual Appetizers podcast. Welcome, and thank you for joining us in another live episode of Spiritual Appetizers Podcast, episode 204, A Lack of Obedience is Unbelief. The spiritual appetizer that we'll be using in this episode is from Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 through 19. Church, we need to remember that a lack of obedience is unbelief, and unbelief hardens the heart. Turn with me now, and let's read Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 through 19. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhorting one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Now, with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Church, we need to remember that a lack of obedience is unbelief, and unbelief hardens the heart. Unbelief takes a heart that's soft, and over time of sinful practices, it hardens it to the point where God's word cannot enter into it. It becomes the hard heart of the parables of the soil, where the seed is sowed, but it can't get into it. And because it can't get into it, Jesus says the birds come and they take away the seed. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 3 and look at this again. In Hebrews chapter 3 and notice some things through it. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear his voice, we need to hear the voice of God. If we do not hear the voice of God, then we can be led astray. If we don't listen to God, in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, the Bible says, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We have to learn from Christ. This means we have to listen to him. And back in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 8, it says, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion in the day of trial in the wilderness. The children of Israel, they hardened their heart, even though they heard his voice. He was trying to teach them who he was and how good he was. But they hardened their hearts and they rebelled against him. In verse 9 it says, where your father tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. God showed them who he was for 40 years, working miracles for them. All the way back in Egypt, he worked 10 plagues against Egypt in order to bring them out of that land. And then he parted the Red Sea so that they could go across on dry land. And he worked miracles for them and works for them for several years, for 40 years in the wilderness, but they still would not believe them. And in verse 10 says, therefore I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. They always go astray. No matter what I show them, God says, they always go astray. God has left us his word today so that we can believe. He's left us all the miracles written about his son in the word so that we can believe. Do we always go astray like the children of Israel did? No matter the miracles that Jesus showed them, that God showed them in the wilderness, they always went astray. In verse 11, he says, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, because they would not believe, because Their obedience did not show that they believed. Their disobedience showed that they did not believe. Church, we need to remember that a lack of obedience is unbelief, and unbelief hardens the heart. They would not be obedient. And so by reason, they were disobedient. They didn't believe God. So he swore in his heart, he swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. And then he gives us a warning in verse 12. Brethren, beware, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Disobedience is departing from the living God. It's unbelief. If God says that he will do something and you don't believe him, then how are we going to live today? He's given us his promises in his word. We have to believe them. And we have to show our belief by being obedient to him. In John chapter 14, verse 15, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. If we truly love God, we're going to keep his commandments. If we truly believe him, we're going to keep his commandments. In verse 13, it says, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Sin hardens us. It makes our heart hard, and we have to be very careful of it. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion. In the very beginning, when they came out of Israel and they came to the promised land, God told them to go over and take it. But they said, let's send spies into the land. And so they sent spies into the land, and only two of them came back and said they could take it. Now remember, God had said they could, but only two of them came back and said that they could. This is the rebellion that we're talking about here. The other ones rebelled and said, we won't go in. We won't go and take that land because we can't do it. Joshua and Caleb were the only ones that believed, that were willing to be obedient and go over into the land and take it. In verse 16, it says, for who, having heard, rebelled? Well, they hear God telling them, look, you can take this land. But when they went into it and spied it out and saw that it was filled with milk and honey, but the people in it were giants with big armies, they rebelled and said, no, we cannot take this land. Okay, going back to the text in verse 17, it says, now with whom he was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? He was angry with these people. And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? They didn't obey because they did not believe. And so in verse 19, it says, so we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. They couldn't enter in. They had to go back out into the wilderness and wander around for 40 years, where all of those that were above 20 years of age died in the wilderness because of this. Let's read some other verses along this lines. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 through 17, the Bible says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Going back over to Hebrews chapter 3, they heard. Notice with me here. In verse 16, for who, having heard, rebelled? What'd they hear? The word of God. God told them, you can go take the land. They decided to go over and spy it out and came back and said, no, we can't. Well, we've heard today as well, because all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. We've heard the word of God, and the word of God builds faith in our lives if we listen to it. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. And Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We have heard how to live our life. If we are not living our life the way that God is said to, by inspiration, through the inspired writers of the New Testament, then we do not believe. We have unbelief in our life. And if we allow that, if we continue to do that, if we continue with that unbelief, then our hearts are going to be hardened just as they were in Israel. Going on in Deuteronomy chapter 1, looking at verses 21 through 24, it says, look, the Lord your God has set the land before you. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of your fathers has spoken to you. Do not fear or be discouraged. And every one of you came near to me and said, let us send men before us and let them search out the land for us and bring back word to us of the way by which we should go up. and if the cities and of the cities into which we shall come. The plan pleased me well. Pleased who? Pleased Moses. Doesn't say that it pleased God, it pleased Moses. So I took 12 of your men, one man from each tribe, and they departed and went up into the mountains and came to the valley of Eshcol and spied it out. Let's go on to another passage. Let's look at Numbers chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel. From each tribe of your fathers, you shall send a man, every one a leader among them. And so after they came to Moses, God said, okay, we'll send men over there. In Numbers chapter 13, verses 27 through 33, the Bible says, then they told him and said, we went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and it is fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Jordan. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men who had gone up with him said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants. The descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our sight, and they were like grasshoppers in our sight, and we were in their sight as well. So the spies, only two of them came back and said we could take it. The two that came back and said that they could take it were willing to be obedient, and thus they believed God. But the 10 that came back and said we cannot take it, they did not believe God. And so they had unbelief in their life, and that unbelief would harden their hearts. In Numbers chapter 14, verses 26 through 32, the Bible says, and the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation who complain against me? I have heard the complaints which the children of Israel make against me. Say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you. The carcasses of you who have complained against me shall fall in this wilderness, all of you who were numbered according to your entire number from 20 years old and above, except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. You shall by no means enter the land which I swore I would make you dwell in. But your little ones, whom you said would be victims, I will bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. But as for you, your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness. Church, we need to remember that a lack of obedience is unbelief, and unbelief hardens the heart. God said, go over and take this land. They came to Moses and said, we need to go over and spy it out. We're not quite sure we can do this. And so they went over and spied it out and came back and said, this truly is a land flowing with milk and honey. But the descendants, they are giants. They have big armies. We can't go over there and take this land. And so they rebelled against God. And their rebellion against God and lack of obedience was unbelief. And according to the writer of Hebrews, unbelief hardens your heart and is rebellion against God. And those that don't believe, they will not enter his rest. Those that are not obedient to him and believe him will not enter his rest. Church, we need to remember that a lack of obedience is unbelief, and unbelief hardens the heart. If we are not willing to be obedient to God, then we are like the spies going over into the promised land, spying it out and saying, we can't do this. These people are too big. The problems of life are just too big for us. God, we can't stop cussing. God, I can't stop working on Sunday and come to services like you command. You see, we can be just like the children of Israel and not believe in God. God, who's going to take care of my family if I don't provide for them? My children have to have the best of the best of the best, and I've got to work in order to do this. When God has told us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto us. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Church, we need to remember that a lack of obedience is unbelief. If we are not willing to keep the commandments of God, then we do not believe. And that belief is, that unbelief is going to keep us from going on over into the promised land and inheriting the reward that has been promised to us. It's going to harden our hearts through the deceitfulness of sin, and we're going to be just like Pharaoh. Pharaoh didn't believe. Matter of fact, if we go over to that verse in Exodus chapter 1, in verse 11, it says, "Now there arose a king over Egypt who did not know Joseph, and he said to his people, 'Look, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we.'" And then going on over, I want you to notice what he says here. In chapter 5 and verse 1, "Afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, 'Thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness.' And Pharaoh said, 'Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go.'" And so God hardened his heart and he did not let him go. He didn't believe that Moses was going to bring these plagues through God upon him. And so he didn't believe the promise of God, and it hardened his heart through unbelief. This was still being talked about in the New Testament, all the way many years from now, how Pharaoh hardened his heart and what it cost Pharaoh. Eventually, it would cost him his firstborn child, as well as his entire army would wind up being killed when the river would close in upon them because he hardened his heart once again. Church, we need to remember that a lack of obedience is unbelief, and unbelief hardens the heart. And if we harden our heart, it's going to keep us out of the promised land. We will not be able to enter his rest. Children of Israel did not, the children of Israel that were over 20 years old did not get to enter his rest. They all died in the wilderness because of a hard heart. We're going to have people in the church today that are going to die in the wilderness because they hardened their heart through unbelief. So as we go about our lives today, let's take this little bit of food and apply it to our lives, digest it into our lives, and mold our lives around the Word of God. This has been Spiritual Appetizer, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Thank you. So, as we go about our lives today, let's take this little bit of food and apply it to our lives, digest it into our lives, and mold our lives around the Word of God. This has been Spiritual Appetizers, small devotional tidbits to stimulate the spiritual appetite. Thank you.
We thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Byway Media by visiting our website, bywaymedia.org. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.